Ditto monkeys beware. Here's more of Bart Cop Radio.
Okay, here's a story. Alito keeps favor of conservatives and moderates. Views assure senators in both parties. Now, what that means is Alito is telling the people who are pro-abortion, don't worry, you're safe with me. And he's telling the people who are against a woman's right to choose, don't worry, you're safe with me. The bastard is lying to everyone he can talk. He's lying to everyone he can talk to, and they're saying, oh, he's pleasing everybody. Well, no, he's effing lying to everybody. You can't please both sides of the abortion issue. If for U.S. Whore Today suggests you can, and of course the Democrats are eating it up with a big fucking spoon, and that pisses me off. What is wrong with these gelding? Oh, I'll get so mad at the Democrats. You know, the Democrats are real fond of saying, how many times have you heard this in the last few years? Well, for sure since the war. Should Rumsfeld resign because he's bungled this war so badly? Oh, no, no, no. The president deserves to have whatever people in there that he wants to, because that's a president's prerogative. Oh, but that's only good for us, because we have to be fair, because we're Democrats, and it's only fair that we let Bush put in whatever fascist, incompetent bastards like Brownie or Rumsfeld or whoever in charge of everything and get all these soldiers killed and lose the $11 trillion and lose our respect around the world. That's okay, because Bush deserves the man that he chooses. But when Harriet Myers came up, all of a sudden it was, hey, no, no, no. The Republicans decided Bush doesn't need the people that he wants. Bush doesn't deserve to have the people he wants. Bush has no right to appoint someone who's not qualified when it's a Republican. Oh, but when it's a Democrat, the Democrats say, well, we give the president what he wants because that's fair. Oh, I swear to God, if I hear the word fair one more time. You know, fair is what you pay to get on the goddamn bus. Fair is what you give the cab driver in Vegas when he dumps your drunk ass back at the hotel. That's what fair is. Fair doesn't have anything to do with politics. But only the Democrats think that way. The Republicans, they play hardball. The Democrats play fucking beanbag. That's why we keep losing. We're so fair, you know? If this was a football game, the Democrats would run up to the referee and say, excuse me, Mr. Referee, but that last play, I was holding. You really should call me for that. We'd like to back up 10 yards, because that would be fair. That's what we're doing to Democrats. We have no desire to win. We just want to lose, so we want to be fair above anything. You know, if a woman's going to lose her right to choose, well, that's okay. That's fair, because Bush won the election. Yeah, fair. That's what the word I'd use for those two damn elections. Oh, don't get me started on Diebold either. I mentioned this the other day, and someone wrote and said, thanks for mentioning it. Have they done anything about Diebold? We lost 2000, we lost 2002, we lost 2004, we're going to lose 2006, even with this bungler and this idiot bungler fascist murderer who's everyone in the world hates now. The majority of Republicans don't like him, but they're probably going to vote for him because they're going to stand up and say, the Democrats, you know, when they have a party, they spread menstrual blood on each other. I thought that the other day I was driving down. Dr. Laura said, I heard her say this two different occasions, that the liberals back east at the colleges, you know, when the liberals have parties, they get together and they smear menstrual blood on each other. It's like, yeah, that's what we all do. I can't name all the times I've partied when someone brought up the party doesn't start until the menstrual blood comes out. You know, all the cocaine, all the rock and roll, all the whiskey, all the pot, all that's nothing. When the menstrual blood comes out, that's when the party begins. And when they say that shit about us, the Democrats say, we're sorry. Instead of, hey, you lying C-word, why don't you give us the names and addresses of these parties you went to? Who was the host? Who were the participants there? Who brought the blood? Who smeared the blood? Who allowed the blood to be smeared on them? That's what we might say if we wanted to fight back, but no, we just take it. Anything they want to say about us, we're going to take, because that's what we are. We want to be fair. Oh, it drives me nuts. So anyway, back to this Alito. Alito is going to take away a woman's right to decide what to do with her body. Because, you know, a woman is too stupid to make her own decisions. A woman needs a white man standing behind her to make all those decisions for her, because a woman is inherently stupid. She's got a vagina, and that makes them stupid. And who doesn't recognize that? And, of course, the Democrats, oh, they don't mind. They think since Bush stole the election, he's got a right to take away the rights from women. Ah, so maddening. I wonder what my blood pressure is right now. Pat Buchanan. On one hand, I always kind of like Pat Buchanan because he would look you right in the eye and say, I'm a Nazi, I don't care who knows it. And you got to respect some straightforward talk like that. Plus, he hates Bush. Not as much as I do, not as much as you do, but he's got nothing but disrespect for Bush. Remember, he ran against George and Danny in 92, during the Republican primaries. He was screaming, they always say it's the liberals trying to destroy America. It's the liberals who are ruining this country. It's not the liberals. It's King George and little Danny, is a direct quote from Pat Buchanan. Wasn't 92 the disastrous Nazi speech he gave in Houston where Molly Evans said she preferred it in the original German? But anyway, right now, Pat Buchanan, he likes Bush almost as much as we do. And he had a few things to say. Article entitled, Plague on Both Their Houses. See, he's got to drag somehow, you know, the Democrats in here. I guess he can't alienate his own base. We're going to skip the first part and go to this part I have circled and hope it's the good part. Yet President Bush, prouded by a cabal of neoconservatives who've been plotting war on Iraq for years, invaded. History will hold him accountable for the consequences. On the credit side, he liberated the Iraqis from a murderous tyrant, but the cost is high and rising. 17,000 U.S. dead and wounded, i.e. the eradication of an entire American division. Think about that. Bush took an entire American division and threw it in the trash can. Can you believe that? Oh, 17,000, that's okay, but you know, 18 died under Clinton, so we need to talk about that some more. But the idea that Bush killed or wounded 1,000 times more than the men who died under Bill Clinton that were sent there by Bush without armor, that we're going to forgive. $200 billion... is something else we've lost. A diversion of priceless assets from the fight against Al-Qaeda, rampant anti-Americanism in the Islamic world, the shattering of our alliances, the division of our nation, the prospect of a U.S. defeat by Iraqi insurgents. The list goes on and on. But if Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld are responsible for the war and its consequences, so too are the potential Democratic nominees Kerry, Edwards, Clinton, Biden, and Bay. B-A-Y-H, in October 2002, because the country was cheering a commander-in-chief beating the war drum, they voted Bush a blank check to take us to war. Oh, yeah, so it's their fault for allowing Bush. Oh, okay, I see. In the fall of 2005, with the people souring on the war, they voted for a timetable to get out. We were deceived, we were misled, we were lied to. They wail. One only awaits their explanation that they were brainwashed by a C student. Well, when the C student has the entire media behind him, and the entire media refuses to question anything he says, it is a little hard to fight back. The Democrats could have done it, of course. The Democrats are so afraid to use their filibuster that they may have lost it. Now, remember, I spoke out weeks ago and said, now's the time to use it. Put the fuck on that Alito guy right now. You smash him because you can. You show Bush. We've got power. You can't push us around anymore. Next time you poke me in the chest, I'm going to bite your finger off. You got that, Georgie boy? But no, that wouldn't be fair. They want to be fair to Bush. They want to be fair to the guy that's killing thousands of soldiers. I don't know. You know, we're not getting any kind of real statistics. Pat Buchanan just used the figure 17,000, which is 2,000 dead and 15,000 wounded. John McLaughlin of, well, he's on the public access channel, whatever that's called, or whatever, the public education channel, what's it called? The John McLaughlin group, he talks about 40,000 wounded. You know, and so I guess it depends. Maybe Buchanan's talking about the 15,000 wounded. Maybe those are arms and legs. And maybe McLaughlin's talking about missing fingers, you know, headaches, I read something that like a third of the soldiers are having lower back problems, which I don't know if that's weird or not. They say they're saving so many men that ordinarily would have died that the number of dead is down significantly, like whatever, out of 100,000. You're supposed to have 10,000 dead, but we only have 2,000 because the life-saving battlefield techniques are being so wonderful and all that. But that the other side of that coin is you got a whole lot of, you know, a bomb that would have killed you 20 years ago. Now all it did is blow off your arms and legs and blinded you. And you're probably deaf, too. So now you're coming back to America. You got your wife. You got your kids. You got your no-income mass-producing self. You got no prospects for a job. The government's going to kick you in the teeth when you try to collect your soldier, whatever, your disability kind of stuff. That's all. Oh, my God, what Bush has done to this country. And weren't we all a little heartened to that? Maybe that was the last show. They said 41% of the military families were behind Bush. Now, I don't know if that was the military or the military families, but it'd be kind of hard for the husband to say, oh, I love this war, and the wife and the kids saying, Daddy, you know, are you coming home? Or if you come home, you're going to come home blind, no arms, no legs? It's a madhouse, but sure would be nice if we could just get a few of the Democrats to demonstrate a little bit of power, stand up to the bully, tell him no, while he's weak. You don't attack the bear when he's in the middle of a fight. You wait until the bear is asleep. But no, that wouldn't be fair. And if the Democrats aren't fair, what are they?
Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Let's get sad again.
You've been listening to Bart Cop Radio.